Hey, Fighters, welcome to Friday Fails. Years ago, I was pulling my truck into a driveway, ready to give a quote. The homeowner comes bouncing out of the side door with a big shitting grin on their face, all excited to talk about their project, repainting their house exterior to kind of make it their own. Big list of, to-dos and talking points in their hand, and just like an excited puppy. And as I jump on my truck, all that energy disappeared in a flash. Like the smile just went kind of straight line. I saw them tense up and their body language get all defensive. I was just kind of jumped out. I was like, what's up? How you doing? And the first thing on this customer's face was, I hope, or rather their mouth was, I hope that look on your face wasn't meant for me. And I was like, what do you mean by that? Like, you just looked like you wanted to knock me out when you got out of your truck. And I remember at the time just kind of thinking, oh, shit, like I knew I'd just gotten off the phone when I was driving there with a customer or my crew. I don't know what it was at this point, I remember, but I was in a bad headspace. And the point is I took that negative energy and pulled it in this person's driveway and just kind of rained all over their parade before we even got started. And I'm bringing that up today because while that stuck with me for years afterwards, I always, just like we always talk about in Battleground, like before you jump on a sales call, like smile, even if you're alone, right? Because it comes through the phone, comes through your voice. Even though I was mindful of this stuff, I was like, I got called out by a friend of mine the other day because my last Friday Fails was, I did the same thing. Like as soon as they listened to it, I got a phone call or a text or whatever it was, just kind of be like, what's up with you? That, the last Friday Fails was just sounded angry, profanity ridden more than normal, I guess. And so I listened to it. And, truth be told, it was the case. I was like all of us, I got some personal shit that I'm working through, and it came through in the podcast, and I just wasn't very, very happy with it. And I'm bringing that up today because it's a trend I'm seeing. Everyone's kind of getting a little stressed out these days because, the economy and just fucking election days and all this stuff that's coming up, and I'm seeing this tension, and I'm looking at posts in both our Battleground and the free group. And more often than not, when somebody posts a screenshot of a text or a situation with a client, the posts are immediately just negative. Not your client. Screw that guy. Fuck him. Whatever. And I don't know. Like these two examples of like my most recent podcast and that day years ago jumping on my truck kind of make me think back to, I was at a customer service revolution event in Cleveland, an amazing event. If you ever get a chance, you really want to level up your game to Nordstrom's type levels. But I was there, that's like 2018, I think. And there's a speaker on stage and she was joking about how she had a terrible road rage problem. And every time she was driving, she'd just be cursing up a storm, laying on the horn, flipping people off, the whole nine yards. One day she was driving with her daughter and doing her normal antics. And her daughter's like, mom, it's like maybe that person in front of us is just having a bad day. And it was kind of like this light bulb moment for this woman. And, so from that day forward, the game that she and her daughter played was they would just make up stories about somebody. And, knowing that everyone has a story, right? We don't know what everyone's going through when we come past them in a moment in time. And so these people just started making funny stories up about these people to add levity to what was otherwise a stressful situation. And I guess the point of today's podcast is I'd encourage you to do that. Like give people that you come across in the course of your business day some grace. And that includes the customer or the potential customer that's, asking for a price breakdown or asking you for your hourly rate or asking for these things that I'm not saying you need to give them, but instead of just seeing red and going all psycho on them, dig a little bit deeper. Figure out why they're asking these questions. Try and put yourself in their shoes, right? It's really easy as people in the trades. I know personally, I look at most of the projects we're doing for the paint business. And like for me, it's just a dining room. It's just a living room. But for the customer, it's like, it's a big deal. Like this is their project. This is their focus. This is a room that they want to have the memories of Thanksgiving or Christmas in. And they've got this grand plan. And sometimes in our the curse of knowledge and the routine of our day-to-day, we kind of lose sight on the excitement of others and kind of shit on their parades. this also goes to your employees. You know, it's really easy to kind of be, I was a very big production hours focused guy. I was looking at the numbers, I was looking at the gross profit. And for a while there, I lost sight of the humanity of my people. That's why we're always talking about company meetings and really like asking your people how they're doing, what they want, and how the business, how working for your business can get them their goals. Because it'll be proven time and again, when your people achieve their goals, you achieve yours because they're doing their jobs to their fullest potential. And then finally, you know, when it comes to giving grace, and this is more talking to myself right now, just apply it to yourself as well. You know, we're all human. We all have shitty days. We all screw up. We all just run roughshod over people. I, for one, I'm really quick to kind of beat myself up, which is something I work at, but it's still something I have to catch myself on. And I see that trend again and again through our groups as people try to level up their personal lives, level up their business. They lose sight of the fact that they're also human and they're going to trip and they're going to stumble and make bad decisions. And, you know, the only recourse to any of those things is just to kind of pick yourself off the ground, dust yourself off, and make another go at it until you succeed. So that's my message for Friday Fails. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week. See you next time at Friday Fails.